Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Tmura Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet, right in the middle of the Amud. So our final podcast, and this is the fourth parak dealing with Chataot HaMetot. Amar Rabbi Ami, Hamafrish Shnei Tziburei Ma'ot L'Achrayut. Let's say you set aside two piles of coins for a Chatat, but for Achrayut, meaning if I lose one, I have the other. So you can use one, and the other one goes to the Nadava, and you don't have to send it to Yam HaMelech. Ali ben Aman. Now, who's this following? Elam Ali ben Rabbi. If it's following Rabbi, pshitu plun davar. That's obvious. Ad kol lo kam Rabbi alav mafrish leibud. That's only when you designated it for something that was lost. Aval achrayut here, nothing was lost. It was a backup. Modet. Ve'alei libud rabbanan. According to rabbanan, it's a pshitu leidi plun davar. That's a kal v'chomer. Hashem mafrish leibud am rabbanan lav kibudami. Even when you used it as replacement, it's not considered like a lost one. Achrayut mi baya. So if it's a backup, certainly it won't go. Well, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. As I mentioned in the beginning of the parak, Rabbi Shimon is the one who has the most stringent opinion about Chatot Metot. I might think Rabbi Shimon does not accept the idea that anything set aside for Chatat, animal or money, could ever go to Nedava. It's either used or dies. So in this case, you set it both for Achrayut, the one not used goes to Nedava. How could you possibly think Rabbi Shimon doesn't accept Nedava? We have the famous Mishnah in Shkalim, Shvidatran. 13 shofarot, 13 boxes in the Mikdash, right? Ketuva Lehen. Tiklin, Charatin, Vatikin, Kinin, Gozdei, Olai, Tzibavonah, etc. All the different uses of Lechaporet, and Vishishal Nedava, 6 for Nedava. Vitani Allah, we have a bright about that, Shishal Nedava, what's that? Lo'olah haba mina motarot. That is for the Olah that comes from Motarot, and it's public. She'en Olah l'Kohanim. The Kohanim do not get its, or the pelt. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Nechemya, amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Either Rabbi Nechemya or Rabbi Shimon. That's why we care about this. Answered, Imken bitalta midrasho shal Yehoyada Kohen. One of the oldest midrashim we have on record. The midrash of Yehoyada Kohen, a Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash. Who said, the title is midrash Yehoyada Kohen. Asham hu, Asham Asham l'Adonai. Pasuk at the end of Ayikrahe, towards the end, it means Asham hu kulo lahavi kol davar ba mimotar chataot vashamot likach b'damam olot, that everything that is a surplus of ashamot or chataot comes and is used for olot abasar l'ashem v'orot l'kohanim. It's used like a regular olah. The flesh, of course, goes to Hashem. The meat and the pelts go to kohanim. Now, the point of this whole point, this internally was, Reb Shimon's position, that you do not take this extra money and send it to special olot that the Kohanim don't have, but that they do have. But what you see here is that he quotes the Midrash of Chataot and Hashemot, the surplus money goes to the Nedavah. So Alma, Itlei, Ve'unavah, Reb Shimon. So you see Reb Shimon holds that some Chataot funds will go to the Nedavah. So it's not exactly right now. So here's the justification. Ki Itlei, Ve'unavah, Reb Shimon, B'chad Sidra. Maybe Rabbi Shimon says there's only Nedava when it's Bechad Sidra, meaning I set aside $100 for a Chatat, and I only needed 75. So there are 25 Golan Nedava. I'm going to betray Sidra when it's two different Sidari, meaning I set up two separate groups of money. As a backup, lo, so Kamash Malan, that it does work. Okay, that was Rabbi Ami's halacha. Now, I'm Rabbi Shaya. Hamafrishtei Chataot L'Achrayut. Parallel case, if I set aside two animals L'Achrayut, for Chatat. Same deal. I use one and the other one grazes. Does not die. I'll leave it in mind. Elam, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. If it's according to Rabbanon, so Hashem Mafrish Leibud, Ami Rabbanon Lav Kibud Ami. It's a no-brainer. Because Rabbanon say that even if you're Mafrish for something that's lost, we don't consider it as lost. So Lachrayut Leibaya. So in this case, when you were Mafrish, the other one, while both were there, and as a backup, certainly it doesn't die. I'll leave it to Shimon. It must go according to Shimon. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Chamesh Chataot Metot. Rabbi Shimon could not agree, because he says Chamesh Chataot Metot, which means a Chatat, Shekipu Baalah, the other one dies, even if it was set up Lachrayut. Ella, leave it to Rabbi. Here, it must be according to Rabbi. Ki Amma Rabbi Be'ibud, when does Rabbi say that it dies? When the other one is lost. Lachrayut lo, but not when it was always there, it was there as a backup. Let's see. Tanana Mafish Chatat Varehi Baalat Mum, in our Mishnah, Mochrao Mevi Acher Tachteha. You set aside a chatat and turn to the balat mum or get some mum. You sell it, use it for a chatat. Or blows up Shimon Omer. What do you say at the end of the Mishnah? If you offered up your replacement before the guy who bought it from you shechted the animal, tamut, it can't live. Shekvar kipu balat. And Chazak Kibur Balaya Kasag that well those of Shimon Karebi Sferle. We think he holds like Karebi. And even though this is a case of Achrayut, because nothing's lost, that we said, no, Domro Rabbi Shimon Kavua Sferle. Maybe he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, Damar Chamesh Chatot Metot, and has the most stringent position, which means maybe Rebbe here could agree that if it was set up Achrayut, the other one would graze and not die. All right. Back to the Mishnah in Yoma. Tanan Levishain Chatat Sibur Meta. Therefore, Hadi Yachin Meta. And Amarab Balechaim Inanidachin. Again, Rav's position in that Mishnah in Yoma that we've talked about several times in the last few daf, which is when one of the pairs of the goats dies before being processed, so we bring another pair and we process them. According to Rav, the original one that's still alive matches with its opposite number of the second pair, and the odd one out is the one of the second pair. So now, we said, therefore, that the other one grazes because it is a chatat sibur. And what you see is that the other one is really set aside for achrayut as a backup. And you see that if it was a yikorban yachid, it would die. So that goes against everybody here. It's always about Reb Shimon. The answer is Rav Latame Demar Mitzvah Berishon. Rav is fine here because Rav's position is Mitzvah Berishon. You should always use the first korban, and therefore that means that automatically when you did the second pair, whichever one came out with the redundant position, meaning the second Sevish Taleach or whatever it is, would be the one that would automatically die, and it was already designated. Okay, Tanur Reb Shimon Bar Ziri. Coming of Papa. We haven't heard of this fellow very much, and we'll see why. That we know. And now, something very bizarre. If it was lost at the time you brought the other korban, according to Rabbanan, it would die. That we agree. And according to Rabbi, it would graze. So, if it was lost at the time of Hafrasha, and the Rabbanan said grazes, Amar Rabbi Meita, and Rabbi says it dies. Avura Meshat Kapara, the Rabbanan Meita, the Rabbi Lokol Shekain. So if it's lost at the time of Kapara, when according to Rabbanan it dies, according to Rabbi Kol Shekain, Alatani Achi, this is how you should read the Brayta, Mr. Shimi Barziri. Meshat Kapara, the Rabbi Meita, the Rabbanan Roa. According to that, everybody will agree it dies if it was lost at the time of Kapara. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we said this case at the end of the Mishnah, that if you have a chatat, it becomes a balmum, you sell it, and you buy another one. If you offered your korban before that guy shechted the one that you gave him, then he can't use it. It's meita. We saw this entire piece in Bechorot. You're not allowed to strip the entire pelt off the animal. I have a note on top of the page about this. On Yom Tov. You also cannot do that to a Bechor, which strips the entire pelt off. The reason is it devalues the animal, but it's a great value for the pelt. It's a more expensive pelt. So Mekdashim, of course, is a korban that's got a mum. Now, based on Yom Tov, I understand why in Yom Tov the Katach Tircha Lochazila, you're doing a Tircha for pelt. That's not something you can use on Yom Tov. Ela Bechor Mantana, who's the author of the position of Bechor? So, Chista Beit Shammai, it's Beit Shammai, Damar Bechor, Bechotei Kai. They hold that a Bechor maintains its Kedusha even as a Balmum. That non Beit Shammai, Lo Yimnei Yisrael, Makoin al Bechor. That a coin should not invite a Yisrael to eat with him with the Bechor, even though it's already a Balmum. Psul Mukdashin Metana, who's the author of the Psul Mukdashin? There we go, that's our Mishnah. Tanya, you have two chataot, one's good and one's got a mum. Timati, grab balat mum, tif dead, redeem the balat mum. Nishchata balat mum, if this balat mum had been shechted, I told Nizrak the Mashal Tumma, before you brought the korban, the Tumma did this week on Adam, muteret. But Mishnah Nizrak the Mashal Tumma asurat. Once you already did Zrikat Adam of the korban, then the other one is asur. Even if you shechted the balat mum and you were already cooking the meat, but you hadn't eaten it yet, you got to burn it up. So you see, Rabbi Shimon says that Psula and Mukdashin maintain their Kedusha all the way through. That's all fine and dandy. But Rav Chista, why doesn't he just say that Beit Shammai is the author of the whole thing? The answer is Daniel Kamer Beit Shammai Bechor Kshatei Berechem. Maybe Beit Shammai's position, which we only know explicitly about a Bechor, is because a Bechor is born holy. Why doesn't he just say the whole brightness of Shimon? They're stronger than a Bechor, because if you redeem them, that money takes on Kedusha. Bechor lo, if you try to redeem a Bechor, the money doesn't mean anything. Okay, so now, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, late lay hadit non. What about the Mishnah Bechorot? We've had it already. In Shchatim Idlis and the Mikarim Idlis and the Shkalim Belitra, all Psul Mekdashin can be shechted in the marketplace, etc. Alma Kevin Asharit late Tafi Vazavin. So since we're moderate, we allow you to sell it at a higher price. So therefore, it should be that you could be margio, which means you should be able to pull the skin off. So Marbury Rav Kana Mashem Ashpiach Bor Pokev Basar. The answer is that whatever you gain in the pelt, you lose in the meat. So it's a wash. But the point of this whole exercise was that our mention of Rav Elazar ben Shimon established him as the one who says the Psulim Mukdashin still have this Kedusha, even as Balei Mum. And that's, therefore, he's the author of the piece about Margilin. Okay. Maravah Mishpeh Rabbi Avin, they give a different answer. Mishpeh Rabbi Avin, Amrim Nation Ereka Ovid Avodah B'Kodshim. If you strip off Sulam Mukdashin, then there's another problem, which is it looks like you're doing Avoda, you're working the Kodshim. So Avin Amar Gzer Hashem Yigadol Miyamad Arimonim. The other problem is, and we've seen this before, you may raise flocks of Kodshim and wait until somebody comes along who's willing to pay a pretty penny for that beautiful pelt, and therefore you can have them around and do Giz and Avoda and everything else, all those other concerns. We will, Amir Tzashem, begin our study of the fifth parak, Ketzav Marimin al-Bachor, in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.